Inflation hits everyone, but the greatest impact is felt by workers, especially those on lower wages. All of Argentina's main trade unions, representing teachers, construction and health workers, truck drivers and civil servants, marched on Congress to support the government and to demand restraint from the businesses that set prices.
One of the main problems is the hyperinflation we have been experiencing for some time now. We are against paying the International Monetary Fund, which is reflected in the lack of jobs. There are no jobs, wages are not enough, permanent price increases. That's why Argentine workers are on the streets today.
Inflation in Argentina in July hit 7.4%. It's projected to reach around 100% for the year. Inflation is an indicator of a weak economy. Argentina's is a victim of crippling foreign debt. And like the rest of the world, the pandemic and the rising cost of fuel and flour caused by the war in Ukraine.
These marchers behind me are from the province of Chaco in the far north of Argentina. They've come from all over the country because inflation hits workers the hardest, seeing the value of their wages diminishing week by week, month by month.
The government on Tuesday cut subsidies for household fuel and water bills, saying it would refocus on those most in need. However, with prices rising weekly, those needs are growing. The latest official figures show more than one-third of Argentines living in poverty.
We are suffering from inflation and the peso has collapsed against the dollar, so it's tough, but we have got work. We are not protesting. We just want the government to see what we need.
The workers are supporting the government and its right to make things better. We're not asking them for anything, we're supporting them.
Others are running out of patience with the government under pressure to find solutions to a problem that has blighted Argentina for many years. Daniel Schreiner, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.